Welcome to the CEN Show, a place where we learn from the world community. I'm your host, Roski Mascani, and this evening we have on the panel, we have Brother Hood, we have Tez Jones, Brother Mashinda, Sister Linda Shorter, Brother Chawara, and Jordu Sharil. Okay, before we get going with our guest this evening, I'll introduce him in a minute. I want to recognize Kwanzaa. So I want to read something to the audience. Let me pull it up. The holiday Kwanzaa. I have this in my way here. Oh, there we go. Okay, Kwanzaa, brief description by Dr. Maulana Karanga. And this is from 2016. This is a description. Kwanzaa is an African-American and Pan-African holiday which celebrates family, community, and culture. It was created in 1966 by Dr. Maulana Karanga, a professor of Africana studies. Kwanzaa is a seven-day cultural festival, begins December 26th and ends January 1st. It joins communitarian values and practices of continental African and African-American culture. During the holiday, family and communities organize activities around the Nguzu Saba, the seven principles. Emoja, which is unity, and that's today. That's the first principle. And Kuga Julia, self-determination. I probably messed that pronunciation up. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujama, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose. Kaumba, creativity, and Imani, faith. Participants also celebrate with feast, karamu, music, dance, poetry, narratives, and end the holiday with the dedication and reflection and recommitment to the seven principles and other central cultural values. So today is the first day of Kwanzaa, and as we speak, they are celebrating it. And Professor Roz with Dr. Maulana Karanga on another call. So that's why he won't be with us this evening. And also tomorrow is Conscious Corner. And Dr. Maulana Karanga is the guest. And we will see him tomorrow. And he's going to talk about the origin and the history of Kwanzaa. Looking forward to that show. And I'm looking forward to this evening. So this evening's guest is Brother DX, one of our team members. And Brother DX is going to tell us all about what he's going to talk about this evening. And he's going to do a presentation, and we're going to have questions and comments for him when he's finished. Brother DX, welcome, and tell us about the title and get started with it, brother.
Yes, sir. Peace and blessings, everyone. I'm really grateful to be here just to made this small presentation. I'm still doing some research, and some of y'all may be familiar with this topic. It is it's social media and how it's collapsing the quantum field. So if some of y'all have a little information about the quantum field that you may want to add at the end of the presentation, you know, we're more than welcome to, you know, accept anybody's ideas or perspective on this topic. All right. So the quantum field basically is a theoretical interaction between light and electrons. So when that happens, it creates a field of energy that is proportional to the magnitude of the frequency that is radiating. In other words, it's like the invisible force of omnipotent that's holding the attributes of thought and objects. So in order for something to exist, the quantum field is where the idea or the perception of that thing begins. All right. So in existence, they are trying to monitor or how should I say, measure the frequencies that our brain puts off in reference to how our thoughts are regulated. Okay. So if you would, Ross, can you put up the first picture, please? The first So quanta is also a measure of energy. So this measure of energy is where they get the word quantum field from. When they first start doing the experiments on the brain, and they realize that these frequencies, actually the energy coming from the brain, because the brain does put off electromagnetic energy. So you have gamma rays, you have excuse me, not rays, but you have gamma frequency, beta frequency, you have alpha frequencies, and you have theta frequencies. So these can be measured. So these are things coming off of the brain, because the brain is an electromagnetic sequence of pulses that are connected to what's called neurons. So the neurons connect electricity or connect electrically on our brain, so they can measure what these waves look like. And they did the whole experiment where they show people pictures, and in those pictures, they could measure how the body responses and how the brain responds to this particular picture. Now, not only does the brain regulate the frequency aspect of it, but it also controls your cognitive and your physical response to things. So, like if you hear a loud noise, the brain will register that noise, and you will, move or turn around and look. It has a response on what tones or frequency you hear certain music, you react a certain way. All these different things make a big difference. So you can see here on the chart, this is also the energy of our chakras. So if you look at like where the orange starts, that would be the sacral there, or the excuse me, the navel. Then you move to desire, you have the heart chakra, and we're going down, that's the green. The blue, that's your third eye, and then the velvet is going to be your crown chakra. So as you can see, those feelings or emotions being controlled by a vibration. Okay, so everything is vibrating. Everything has a pattern of the vibration, which would be considered a rhythm. All right. Now, with these different frequencies, like you got alpha, beta, theta, gamma, delta, they are all different. They deal with your emotions as well. All right. So if you're in a more of a theta state, that's your deep dreaming state. You're so calm, and you have like a sense of bliss, so to speak. When you are in more of an alpha state, is more anxiety, being anxious, well, actually the beta deal more with anxiety. It's more of the expression. The alpha would be more relaxed, just listening, kind of like where y'all at right now is more of an alpha state. You just relax, you're listening, being observant. So once they were able to figure out what these frequencies were. All right, you can go to the next picture, Ross. So they began doing experiments on us as humans. Okay, by introducing to us things like the computers, the cell phones, Wi-Fi, all these things were introduced into our home, like the television. All these instruments and devices that have frequency and have some form of influence on how you think, what you do with the course of your day. These commercials, they have jingles, they ring in your head, they have the signs and symbols. So you riding down the street, you don't have to even think about McDonald's. All you got to do is just see the golden arches, and you automatically associate everything that comes along with that. And that goes with all the signs and symbols that they put in play. And they resonate back to us in one way or another. That's why certain things are colors. Like you got yellows and reds. These are all vibrational energies and vibrational colors that they can dictate to you what they want to do and how they want to do it. All right. So moving forward, the introduction to all of these devices into our societies has allowed them to have a certain level of control over the masses because these devices put off frequencies. And understanding that our brains and our body functions off of electromagnetic frequencies, our brain is an electromagnetic functional device. If you stick your finger in a socket, it's going to shock you. Even when they bring you back to life, they use an defibrillator, which is an electric current. All right. And the machine that they use to measure these brain activities, they got the frequencies of our brain. So with that, and how we think, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you can think about something and it just actualize. Or you'll utilize that part of the brain to achieve a certain goal. Because when they tap into what I'm calling the quantum field, is going to be the subconscious mind. All right. It's the part of the mind that you don't really think about. It's the space between the electrons. So we can say if the one of the definitions of the quantum field would be light and electrons. All right. So your brain, or excuse me, it'd be light and yeah, and electrons, and what happens when those two meet and what it creates with that. So in this case, light would be considered spirit, and the electrons would be thought. So in the realm of thought and spirit, when thought meets spirit and things are created in that realm from what you're thinking and how spirit meets that thought and allows it to manifest as something real. Now, when they collapse that, what I'm talking about right now is that I'm explaining the quantum field so you can see how it's being manipulated from your natural way of being, the way that you think, how you operate, what your brain is functioning on, and how you're actually gaining your powers, how you're gaining information, how you're dealing with relationships. All of these things make a difference when you start dealing with the quantum field because it gets into dimensional energy. So your dimensional energy is like where you dream. So your dream state is connected to the quantum field. So subconsciously, the subconscious thought that you gather during the course of the day, you take bits and pieces of that thought with you, and it's meshed with the true conscious light self. So you got light and you got thought, which thought is the electrons. These are the things that are moving around all day, every day that you can't see. But you can receive a thought if you connect with a certain person or something like that. It's like they might be hydrogen, so to speak. You could be oxygen. And then when y'all meet, y'all create a chemistry and y'all fuse together on that plane level. All right. So this invisible force, it's omnipotent, holding everything together because there has to be a force perpetuating the electrons to move around. Okay, and that thought is the conscious thought of things. So everything is moving, even though it might not be moving fast enough where you could see it moving, but there's an evolution that comes with it. Now, the invention of the television, that would be like breaking down your ability to transport. So rather than you actually transporting your energy where somebody could see you somewhat as a hologram in a sense, or even as a third dimensional being, and you're able to project that energy anywhere on the planet. It was numbed down and dumbed down by television. So now you can videotape it, take a picture or image of yourself, and send it somewhere via using a synthetic source rather than it being a natural way of us accessing our brain, accessing our body, and utilizing it on that level. Another example would be the telephone. So the telephone itself, when you're breaking down the quantum field, which is a natural way of communicating, a natural way of thought, a natural way of being, you actually get into the digital aspect of it, or the fake aspect of it, the AI aspect of this, okay? Because the telephone breaks down your ability to use telepathy. Telepathy is where we mentally connect. And I'm pretty sure some of y'all have witnessed situations where you might be thinking about somebody and then they call you, or you got the phone in your hand and then that person rings the phone because it's on the same frequency as your brain. The brain is sending out information as well. We have the outer space around us that is constantly resonating what we call an aura, or your vibe, what it attracts or what it sends out. These are signals always, your body's always sending out signals, whether it's a pheromone, hormones, whatever. The fact that your skin is resonating, it's always changing. You know what I'm saying? If it's dry, we putting moisture on it, this and that, the environment, it's wet, it's dry, it's always communicating with the environment around it. So it's sending out vibrations and energy all the time, including your thoughts. So with social media, the other part that it did, other than like you got your telephone, you got the TVs, the computer itself is generated so that one, like, we're not using our natural abilities to allow things to happen. Social media changed the trajectory of how people get validated. All right. So you're looking for validation on something that's synthetic, like you waiting to see how many likes you get, or even with the like, it hits and it becomes a heart. So you're looking for validation for something that's synthetic, that's not real. You see, as opposed to somebody meeting you actually physically in the natural state and saying, "Hey, how you doing?" "Oh, I'm doing great." And they can actually see your consciousness and know what's going on with you, and they see you as a real person. When it gets to some of the other things like Facebook, I'm gonna elaborate a little bit on Facebook. If you can put up the next picture, Doc, I'm gonna elaborate on that just a bit, because it's probably one of the most detrimental means of breaking down the quantum field that I've seen. And this is an example of the how they used these probes with I think it's called an electro encephalogram or something. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but forgive me. And they connect these probes on there, and that's how they're able to pick up all of your senses. And even the frequencies, the electromagnetic frequencies coming from the brain. All right. So this is real serious, because these are being emitted into the atmosphere, and they're colliding with your Wi-Fi. They're colliding with the Bluetooth that we put in our ears and all that. You know what I mean? Those are frequencies that actually stop your natural way of achieving things. All right. Go to the next picture for me. So when you get to certain things like, let's say, like Facebook, for example, Facebook dealt with psychometry. Psychometry is your ability to like touch things and know what's going on with it, or be in touch with certain people even when they're not near, as a form of telepathy. Okay, so like, let's say like with Facebook, they'll collapse the quantum field naturally. And we know a lot of people that spend a lot of time on their phone, they swiping, you know what I'm saying? That whole movement of swiping, you seeing these images, it's the same thing as if they were giving you images in a laboratory and they're calculating your brain. They already did the research, so they know what images are going to affect us a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So you swiping and you're seeing these different images constantly every day. Some folks are on these things all day. It's the same thing. It's a programming that's going on. So your brain is downloading these images, creating an atomic, subatomic field in the quantum field that may not really be reality. You see what I mean? So then you will have where people such as, let's say Me and Hood, we've been knowing each other for a long time. We got a mutual friend. And we talk about this mutual friend. We say, hey, man, you seen Charles lately? He's like, nah, man, I ain't talked to Charles in a while. Now, organically, our organic relationships in the quantum field, Charles will pop up, or we'll see one of his relatives at the laundromat or something, see his sister. Hey, how's Charles doing? Say, Charles moved to California or whatever. Say, okay, give me his number or something. It's organic. It's an organic meeting. How we meet people. We use these computers for dating and everything. You see what I mean? You're not meeting people organically anymore. We're not actually physically engaged in a soulful manner. Okay. So when that happens, let's say like with the situation with say like me and Hood and we meet Charles. Charles is in another state. We did that organically. What social media will allow us to do and what these computers and everything else have done, they collapse that energy for us. So you're not using that anymore to naturally allow yourself to be in environments and to meet people and to come together. With something like Facebook, all the person has to do is just Google your name pop up. They can go on there, request a friendship. The problem with that is, and you have to realize when you're, let's say you was in a bad relationship with a person, okay? They're no longer in your subconscious. They are no longer a part of your quote unquote timeline anymore. You have changed your timeline and moved on. You're on a whole different level, but you just happen to be on social media, be on Facebook, and boom, this ex pops up on your screen to be your friend. Now, some people may not think that's a big deal. But let me tell you how this works. For the simple fact that at that moment, no matter if it's 3 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever it is, you have to relive whatever situation you had with that person for that moment to see if you're gonna accept a friendship or not. And once you do that, you have collapsed the natural way of someone contacting you or finding you or having the ability to bump into you at a grocery store to say they sorry. Instead, we had a whole generation of conflicts and feuds on this Facebook. Now we got to deal with the validation. Now you got to deal. We're gonna have to deal with some other things here in a moment with these AIs taking over and you not knowing who's real and who's not. It's beyond being catfish. So that affects your subconscious. How we deal with that on a subconscious level when you have energy coming at you like this, it collapses the quantum field totally. So you're not using any of your natural abilities anymore. We're not using telepathy. You're not using your psychometry. You're not using your ability to teleport because we're too lazy. We could just take a picture and send it or a video. You know what I mean? When we have a natural, our bodies are already time machines. So with that being said, I'm gonna kind of leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? On the level of synchronicity and these things that we need to be naturally building on, we too busy swiping. And that's my presentation. I appreciate y'all time and thank you everyone. And I'm gonna open it up for questions and suggestions.
All right. Thanks a lot,
All right.
brother. That was interesting. Very interesting. Now let's go to, we have some people on here that haven't been here before. So Aunt Cook 91.
Oh, what's up, man?
Can you unmute?
He might take a little time to get his phone unmuted.
Okay, I'll come back to him. Jordu, were you able to turn on your mic?
Can you hear me?
Oh yeah. How you doing,
Yeah,
honey?
hey, Jordu.
Hey, man.
All right. Do you have any questions or comments for Brother DX?
Well, I think it's very interesting. I've been knowing DX for a while, and we talk about things like this. I'm not, it's very interesting of what he's saying now, because I think we had a little discussion about that the last time I saw him. But yeah, it has affected, what is happening has affected a lot of natural things that were in the past, and we're gonna see some different things happening in the future. I was in the studio Thursday. And AI is really kind of taking over that, where now you can take, let's say, Aretha Franklin, voice, strip away the music, capture her voice. And if a person comes out with a song that wants Aretha Franklin's voice on it, and I'm talking about doing a whole song, lyrics and everything, all they have to do is sing in the mic, and then all of a sudden just put her voice on it. And then you have Aretha Franklin on your tune. So that's what it's coming down to. It's not like she's here anymore. I mean, in a way, that could be good. Because a lot of people are going to jump on that, especially, the famous people that have passed, their estates are going to jump on it. I was dealing with somebody the other day. They were talking about the younger generation. I was saying, it's this sign of the times. It's like you were saying, we've been it's people being programmed so much that, the old ways, I call them the proper ways. I mean, old school is not bad still. I mean, if you raise your kid the old school ways, you're gonna come out better, and parents that are doing that are gonna come out better. But these other ones, this what just like you said, this wiping, they're only like 10, 8 to 10 hours a day, minimum. I know parents that have their kids, their kids are constantly on it, and they're on it. I was talking to a doctor a few years ago and said the maximum that anyone should be on any device, combination of TV, phone, and this computer business here, is 2 hours a day. 2 to 4 hours a day. That's it. So, this is a very interesting discussion here. I didn't know all about the frequency, so I'm gonna ask for a chart on that because I
Yeah,
didn't
I'm just
really
sharing a
know.
little information, man. You know what I'm saying? I know
Yeah.
somebody like yourself, you can definitely comprehend, how these frequencies work on us and what they've been doing, man, and even how we put out frequencies too. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's what I was really got kind of caught on to. That's what I would really be interested in is how we're putting this stuff out and
Yeah,
how,
man.
you just speaking about, giving us the information about how it's being squashed. I didn't know all that, but how it's being squashed, how we are really, how now in 2023, soon to be 2024, people are just really just getting reprogrammed for something else.
All right. Thanks a lot there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brother DX, quickly, kind of associate subliminal messages to what you're talking about right quick.
You said how to associate subliminal messages?
What you're talking about this evening. Can you kind of put that in there? How does it relate to what
Wow.
you're saying?
Okay, so there are tons, and I literally mean tons of subliminal messaging in just about everything we do, especially this country. There's subliminal messaging in the music, subliminal messages in the movies, subliminal messages in the sports, subliminal messages in cartoons. I'm watching cartoons with my daughter sometimes. We have to change the channel just for the simple fact that they are putting like. And even like you got things like Xbox, PlayStation, all of those have frequencies underneath the music. It's the reason why a lot of people get stuck and can't leave the game. They don't go to work playing the video games. I think Hood elaborated on that once before, talking about some of the stuff that these gamers do in order to keep people playing. And they go the same thing with advertising, so that you don't even realize the undertones of what's happening. Radio stations, for example, they play the same songs. We know that gamut, but not only the songs, but the commercials. Most of our environment, we get lawyer commercials and stuff like that. You know what I mean? They're always advertising you getting in an accident while you driving in the car listening to a radio. You see what I mean? That kind of thing. You definitely got the issues with with the music, how they taking certain frequencies and tones. Like you got certain kilohertz and gigahertz. I think the Wi-Fi is on 2.4 gigahertz of energy, you know what I'm saying, coming out. And then and now they got the 5 kilohertz and gigahertz. And that's a lot of energy coming at a person for any given day. And you got to figure you got 10, 15 people around you, all got cell phones. We just radiating ourselves and charging ourselves and not realizing how much damage that we're doing to ourselves psychologically. It's a lot of people can't function right now. They having problems psychologically, the mental health issues, and there's a lot going on. So yeah, they got all this subliminal stuff going on.
Okay. All right. So let's go to Sister Linda. Sister Linda. Are you able to unmute? All right, Linda, we'll come back. Sister Tez Jones.
Hey, Ted.
Good evening, everybody.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Am I with y'all?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Very
Okay.
much
Hi,
so.
Brother DX. Hi,
What's
everybody.
up, Ted?
It's very intriguing subject matter, and it actually explains a lot about how people are moving these days. Those of us of a certain age, we can just tell like something is just different from how it's always been. And our time moves on, and quote unquote progress happens, and that's all well and good. But it's our wheat for our young folks. With what we're seeing now, it's just like there is something that person of my age would see that it's just not right about how the interpersonal relations are sorely lacking in being truly interpersonal relations. And it's because of all the bombardment of all of this artificial stuff that's happening. And it's the manipulation by design of how we are to interact with each other. We don't converse. Everybody, just like you say, there, everybody is in some kind of apparatus. So we lose the art of conversation. We lose that just being able to feel another person out. Old people used to have a saying, well, they'll meet someone just instantly, something about them ain't right. They could tell that spiritual connection, something was off. Or they would say, you know what, me and her just don't set horses, and those old expressions, but it meant how humans are made to have connection, like real genuine connections. But with all of this artificial, as you were explaining, all of that does bring to mind those things that I've long observed, but didn't have, of course, the information you're bringing tonight to put it up against. But as you're speaking, so much came to mind about, certain old sayings being so true, and even more so now. So thank you for
Yeah.
bringing that to the forefront.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Okay, thanks a lot. Brotherhood.
Greetings, peace, and blessings, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
Okay.
what's
What's
up?
up,
What's
brother?
up?
Hey, DX. Yes. Yeah, I appreciate the topic tonight. I was when I heard about I saw the topic when you were talking about quantum theory, and appreciate everything you said tonight. But I wanted to just I had a couple of pointers I wanted to put out on the topic because it's a broad topic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very.
Very broad. It's almost like you're looking at social media, and then you were talking about the quantum theory, and so I got quite a bit of insight on that just from my own research as a computer science teacher. And some of the things that I was just trying to see how you were going to go with it, because there's a lot of internal conflict when it comes to quantum theory as it relates to quantum mechanics. I don't know if anybody on the call understands that, but there's a lot of controversy within the higher community dealing with, in academia, we're dealing with quantum quantum mechanics, because that's the
Right.
foundation of quantum theory. And so, and I don't want to take this too deep, but if you do some research and just look at the problem with quantum mechanics, you'll see, because when they basically came with this theory, in the scientific community, it's all based on measurement and what
Right.
they found, and in mathematical formulas. And what they found was that it really wasn't a way of measuring. They couldn't really measure anything by the formula they used. It was all like linear equations, and it's not even any differential equations. So it's not even like rocket science. And how can that be if we're dealing with something in these different dimensions? You know what I mean? Because you're talking about something that's at the subatomic level. It's invisible, and you're talking about, the way they're trying to explain it, it's not a way of explaining it. They have no process of explaining the measurement of quantum mechanics, and that's part of the problem. And so what my research led me to believe is that some of that, when you're talking about quantum theory, is also a poison pill for academics to manipulate. And yes, there is social media mind control going on. That's a whole segment of that. But when you talk about the higher academia and basically saying, okay, how do we measure this? Then you're getting into particle physics, and you're getting to a higher other level, because yeah, they do thought experiments. That's what this whole social media is. And they don't have to control what you do if they can control what you think about. And
Right.
that's the whole key. And there is, and for people who are on the call and you're trying to figure out places to understand some of this stuff, there's a site called brilliance.org. It goes into some of the quantum stuff. You can study and research quantum objects, quantum math, quantum theory, and they break it down, and it gives you a realistic academic perspective of what that really is, because there's a lot of manipulation in that, and in within the community itself. So, but I appreciate how you put it, because there is a need for us to investigate and understand, because yeah, we see it. Like she said, there's something going on. There's something happening, and we see it in the younger generation. We see it with these digital devices. We see how words have a real impact on society. Language has a big impact. People get killed over words. Wars start over words. You can control somebody with words. And so this is what is happening at a very high level. So I just appreciate it. And that's my point I wanted to make. But there's a lot to this topic, and I appreciate it. I yield the floor.
All right, brotherhood. Yeah, that's very interesting because, words are a tool of communication. So you when you're communicating, be it positive or negative, it has an effect, and the words are very powerful. All right, thanks a lot, brotherhood. Okay, Brother Chirara.
Yes, positive. Yeah, man, like the brother said, greetings to each and everyone. And Kwanzaa is a great example of an attempt to correct this destructive element of this of the quantum field. I tried to get one of the ambassador of Offapit Institute of Technology, which is Gabriel Oyibo's institute, and I'm going to see if I can get him to come on, because that would be the best individual that can really explain quite a bit about that field of quantum science, as he has created theorems that speaks to all of that. But what I found interesting as Brother DX was making his presentation was, I got out of it, the quantum field, it's a phenomena, in my estimation, is really what we're calling life itself in a general sense. It's just really life, and with all of its dimensions and variations and elements and invisibility and visibility. And what I got from his presentation also was that the brain and the mind were the operating systems that were already in place to go along with this phenomena called life. You know?
Right.
And also I was also linking, I mean, while you were speaking, man, it was throwing me into, because you know, for us to understand what's going on right now, we have to really apply what we do know now to what where we're coming from, where we used to operate in the quantum field. As your presentation shows, that we operate from that field with our brains and our mind. And the brain is a very important aspect of what you presented, because it's a functioning, it's functioning as a coordinating center of sensations and intellectual and nervous activity. And so, you know, it's actually an intellect. And we used to have that. Like you say, you know, I pick up my phone and go call somebody, and there's my doorbell rings, and the person I'm getting ready to call is at the door.
Yeah.
You know, that has happened many times. Yeah. I pick up my phone to call a brother like DX or someone, and the next thing I know, you know, DX calls, it rings just as they go to press the first digit of his phone number. You know, that is so real, because when you go back and you see, then you figure out, okay, I like the title of your presentation, because it's the social media and the collapse of the quantum field. At first, when I saw it, I said, how is social media going to collapse the quantum field? you really brought me to a place where I was traveling before, in terms of ancestral, when we talk about ancestral worship or ancestral recognition, you know, it really brings me to that. You know, what was disconnected when you talk about the precursor to the ability to collapse the quantum field, which really our mind and brain, harmonious balance and interaction with nature and life itself. So, you know, the precursor for that, in my estimation, from your point, is, you know, like enslavement, you know, that tears and separates the brain from the mind and subjects you, because you got into subliminal. You know, now we're in the stage of the subliminal attack, the subliminal enslavement. Mm-hmm. Okay, where the other one was, supraliminal. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but let me make sure I'm saying this thing correctly, which is the opposite of subliminal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now with that saying that, so what we were experienced as enslaved individuals and degraded and oppressed. So at the 60s and all of this, and the rise of the Panthers and the rise of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and all these different things, and Patrice Lumumba and all of this, it really comes into the same thing that was all a part of where we are today. Why our minds are so discombobulated now. We have children divorcing their parents, which is never before. And once they divorce their parents, what that led to? That led to children divorcing themselves, or people divorcing themselves, redefining their gender. You know, the LGBTQ, XYZ, all the way down to the next alphabet, you know. So this is all a part of that collapse that you're talking about, and you're so right. So would you agree that these things that has happened throughout history, not only to our race, but to humanity itself, is a precursor to this breaking down of this operating system in order to collapse the quantum field?
Yeah, I would definitely say that all this is a precursor, because even through history, when you look at like some of the other topics we've had on here, in regards to like religious beliefs and spirituality to just a simple basic human rights type of things where people's rights are being denied. You got a upper echelon, or you know what I'm saying, an elite class of people who want to imperil suffering and other things on people. Yeah, and they didn't just start this yesterday. We all kind of know they've been at this for a while. For at least 2,000 years, we know for sure. At
Absolutely,
least that long.
absolutely.
Not 400, but more close to about 2,000. So their time is almost up.
Another thing that I also went, it brought me into mind of Lord McClurley that went to Africa, toured Africa, and when he was done, he said he couldn't find one African that was a beggar or a thief. That's when he reported back to the British Parliament. And he said, there's no way we can conquer these people unless we infiltrate their educational teaching system as well as their spiritual system. So this is where religion comes in, which also again would both destroy and disconnect us from the quantum field, which we are the embodiment of that. We are the embodiment. We know how to communicate, but they had to make it differently. So I look at all of what you're saying, man, is like I say, we got to return to our religion, and that's one of the reasons I say life is my religion, my culture, and my tradition. And I have a God, and that God's name is righteousness. See, and that was really kept our people together in one culture, because we never abandoned our culture or our tradition. So therefore we was stayed in honorable position with the quantum field, which is really our culture.
Our culture, right?
Yeah, because quantum mechanics, it makes an attempt to describe the behavior of nature, which is matter, which is light, at a and at and below the scale of atoms. See, the goal is to find some way the way they can disturb that, and like I say, with the AI and everything coming in right now, this is the best they can do. But it's, it's they're fighting a losing battle, So I mean, your presentation was great, and then the topic and the information, man, got me thinking on some other levels right now. So I really give thanks for that, really give thanks for that.
Brother Terrell,
Thank you.
yes.
what do you always say? Iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharp my iron, man. I'm
Yeah,
very sharp right now. Earth, water, fire, air, and space, or what we call ether. These are the five
these
elements. This is our co connection to the quantum field. And our ancestors is
right.
the earth, is the water, is the fire, is the air, and is the space or the ether.
That's
See?
right.
And when we reconnect to those, which is reconnecting to earth, we are actually healing the quantum field, healing ourselves. Because we're back into ancestor worship now. Because the earth is our ancestor. And the water is our ancestor, and the air is our ancestor, and the fire is our ancestor, and space is our ancestor. So when we go back to the elements that connects us to the quantum field, now we in the we. So thank you for making that connection for me, man. And I'm pushing on in my experience as a Rastaman. Yeah,
Bless I, bless, bless.
positive vibration, Ubuntu.
Brother Gerard, don't go nowhere, because I want you to tell us about next week when we.
Oh, okay.
All right, stay there now.
Positive.
All right.
Can I
Thanks
add
a
something
lot
there?
for that. So I'm gonna go back to Ant Cook, see if he wants to unmute. Ant Cook, do you want to unmute and talk here? Okay, I guess not. But thanks for coming anyway. So, Brother DX, man, it's very important that we get these type of topics here, because it's all relative to the upliftment and to the reformation program that basically that we have going here. So I appreciate that. So any last words, Brother DX? Anything else you want to say?
just, the other part of this is, just real quick, they got these visors that's coming out, right? But you put the visor on, and I'm just gonna make this kind of as brief as I can, but I actually have an associate who is frequently with the visor, and they have actually created a virtual world within the visor. Unfortunately, this gentleman does not have a girlfriend, but he is dating inside of the cyber world. And he has a girlfriend in there, has a whole life and doing a whole lot. So what I'm seeing is that they're going to basically creating a society where people aren't interacting anymore. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be organically meeting people. Even your groceries or whatever be coming to your door, dropped off probably by a robot. Even if you do get out and go to the store, there ain't gonna be nobody there. You're gonna do the self checkout. All these things are part of them creating and collapsing the quantum field for us naturally. All right, so you don't have that little interaction at the lady at the checkout counter, the cashier, where you get to say, "Hey, how you doing?" Maybe she might make a comment about your shoes or something or whatever. You're missing all that right now, okay? Because that's a part of our human existence, is to be able to interact, correspond with one another. After COVID, I think they got everybody 6 feet apart, and it's just kind of stuck. You know what I'm saying? Well, you don't mind dating online and doing some other stuff. But with that being said, just, find your organic place. Find your organic way of living, and stay in touch with people organically, as best you can. That's the best way to do it. And as long as we, consciously continue to move in that way, and we got enough of us that's continually doing it, it becomes a reality for everybody. And your dreams are real too. Don't think that your dreams are just a part of your subconscious. This is all energy. It all matters. And that's why I'm saying some of the stuff that they're doing is affecting the subconscious, so that you're not activating the quantum in the quantum like you should. There's a whole lot of things that, we should be doing on that level, connecting with our spirit self and not having nightmares, not being afraid when you dream, because that's energy too. That's a part of the quantum field. And that's another thing that they collapse. And so when people putting on these visors, they don't even dream no more. It's like that's their dream. You know what I'm saying? They not, being in touch with nature, being in touch with your ancestors, coming into that spiritual realm and fourth, fifth dimensional energy, which is quantum field energy. And they're not gonna be able to define it. They're not gonna be able to measure it, because it's all up to the individual. Everybody's feel is a little bit different. It's like a tree, it's like a shoe. You know what I'm saying? Once you put your foot in it, it's not gonna fit nobody else's foot the same. You see what I mean? You have your own personal energy that you have put into the field from your subconscious, your experiences. You see what I mean? So they trying to deviate from that and create a system of discontent and non-unity. And today being the first day of quantum, I think that's a big part of it too, is the unity aspect. You know what I'm saying? If we unify on a spiritual level, where everybody has the same concept of what's real and belief system, that gives it power. That means, we began to actualize and do what we want to do with the world, rather than somebody else dictating their energy and what they want us to do. And I'm just grateful that we do have some conscious beings online and out here and around us. And may we all continue to thrive. May the Creator bless all of us and spirit dwell within us to lead us not into temptation, but into happiness, prosperity, and abundance. Thank you.
Excellent, DX. And I want to say that it is our responsibility as being people who claim to know. So if we know, we got to do better, and we can't allow what's going on to affect us. And we have to grow. You know,
Right. Gotta grow.
the nature, the natural, well, I mean that it has to remain. We can't allow the artificial intelligence, the artificial being, the
Right.
mentality to take over. So this is why we do what we do, and we definitely got to do more as far as collective. Like Neely Fuller said, unite with codes, do things that actually work. So yeah. So Brother Hood has something else to say. Brother Hood, go ahead.
Appreciate you. I appreciate you. And I just wanted to touch on a couple of other things that came to mind as I was listening to Brother Chiwara. And so when I was doing some of the research, just basically on quantum mechanics, what I could see and just looking at it is a lot of what is happening is to keep us away from that, the unity part. And I see what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying. And what I wanted to touch on is that's kind of what they're using. The faulty math on quantum mechanics is actually what they're using to say reality doesn't exist. When we know reality,
Right. Ooh.
when we know that
That's a
reality
good
does
point.
exist, this is what we need to get back to. You know what I'm saying? The earth, the nature, and all of this. But there's a community in academia that are using this to prove that it doesn't exist, which leads to, like you're saying, all these virtual situations where people have a warped sense of reality. And that's what we need to, to fight against, because that's what it is. We're not connected as we used to be, and this is all part of it. So that's why, it's a really deep topic when you look at that, because that's what's, if you do the research, you'll see this is what's happening with the word and the quantum mechanics, and how it's kind of being used as a poison pill to divide people and also cause controversy to allude to what's happening now. We see is what it's not that they're trying to do it. This is what's happening now. We just need to be more
Right.
aware of it.
Right.
And
Thank you.
I just wanted to yield the floor on that. That was it, man.
All right.
Man,
Thank you,
that's some good information.
Brother Hood. Brother DX, excellent as always. And we want to, Brother Chawaro, I want you to tell us what we got going for next week on January 3rd. Wednesday, January 3rd, Brother Chawaro is our guest. And Brother Chawaro, can you tell us about what you're going to talk about briefly?
It's gonna be beautiful going into that, especially in the beginning of the year, because this is what we really need to focus on. What I'll be talking about the new faculty. Now, I'm gonna start out by explaining, or not even explaining, by introducing, the truth about Rasta. And what is Rasta? Because the new faculty was given to the international Rastafari ambassador, the son of Mortimer Plano. And he gave him the key to change the thinking. We have to change the thinking, a new faculty. And so that's what I'll be talking about, exactly what it's about. If we Everything Brother DX pointed out tonight brushes on the reality of actually, I'm trying to get not use that word reality, because reality is not necessarily real. And reality is just basically everybody has the right to their reality, but they don't have a right to disturb what is real. Because what is real can never be a reality. It can only be real. It cannot be changed. It can be proven forward and backwards, inside and out, up and down. Because what's real is simply real. And that's what we're faced with today. We're living in a world filled with reality and realities. And nothing is really real. But real is still there for those of us who want to see it and look. And then it's, we're talking about in today's world, religion versus life. And that's why I say life is my religion, my culture, my tradition, my God is righteousness. That's why I say that, because if I'm to have a religion, there's no other religion worthy of me and my people but that of life. Like without life, there would be no Islam. Without life, there would be no Buddhism or Hinduism or Shintoism. There would be no Rastafarianism. There will be no Christianity. So, you know, we have to now have a new faculty of thinking in order to bring that about. So that's what I'll be addressing next on the 3rd of January. It's called a new faculty. And without that, we will not survive what's coming.
Right.
You know, so
I'm in line with that, because this is what this platform is about. It's about changing the way we've been programmed.
That's right.
What we inherited. So I'm with you on that. I'm about the new faculty, because the old faculty is terrible.
Yeah, it has achieved what it has achieved, you know?
Oh man, it's not harmonic.
No, no. It's not the victory. It's not the victory.
Yeah.
New faculty will be the victory. We have to be more, you know, and we have to do more. Like they say, we have to do more, but we also have to be more. As we evolve on the outside, we have to evolve, or involution has to take place within us.
With the revolution.
What's the sense of evolving outside, but we don't have this inner involution?
Man, you know, hey, Tawara, let's save it for next week, because it's going deep right now. I just love what you just said. It's we got to deal with this internal, is in conjunction with the external. We got to do it.
There you go. That's the key
duality.
Right there.
It's a duality.
That's the balance.
Yeah. Yeah, deep, brother, deep, and I can't wait for next week. But tomorrow, folks, Dr. Mulana Karanga is coming for a Conscious Corner with Professor Amin Ra and Joe Hembrick. So hopefully, you know, we'll be on tomorrow. I'm expecting the break the bank on this one, because Dr. Mulana Karanga is internationally known. So hopefully, you know, if you guys don't come, you could see it, because brother gonna break it down. He created this 1966. Looking forward to that. Hey, you guys are beautiful. That's
that
all.
That was great.
Hey, everybody, you guys are doing it. And I'm
what he did
in
he
heaven
did
when I'm
what
dealing
he
with
did
God.
What he did in 66 was monumental.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was monumental. Trust
yep.
me.
Yeah. So looking forward to it. So each one teach one in Conscious Corner. See you guys tomorrow, next week, hopefully from now on. All
yes,
right.
Sir.
So we're going to take
our
folks.